every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. After much debate had taken place, Peter got up and said to the apostles and the presbyters, "My brothers, you are well aware from early days God made his choice among you, and through my mouth the Gentiles would hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, who knows the heart, bore witness by granting them the Holy Spirit, just as he did us. He made no distinction between us and them, for by faith he purified their hearts. Why then are you putting God to the test by placing on the shoulders of the disciples a yoke that neither our ancestors nor we have been able to bear? On the contrary, we believe that we are saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus in the same way as they." The whole assembly fell silent, and they listened while Paul and Barnabas described the signs and wonders God had worked among the Gentiles through them. After they had fallen silent, James responded, "My brothers, listen to me. Simeon has described how God first concerned himself with acquiring from among the Gentiles a people for his name. The words of the prophets agree with this, as is written, 'After this I shall return and build the fallen hut of David. From its ruins I shall rebuild it and raise it up again, so that the rest of humanity may seek out the Lord, even all the Gentiles on whom my name is invoked. Thus says the Lord who accomplishes these things known from of old.' It is my judgment, therefore, that we ought to stop troubling the Gentiles who turn to God, but tell them by letter to avoid pollution from idols, unlawful marriage, the meat of strangled animals, and blood. For Moses, for generations now, has had those who proclaim him in every town, as he had been read in the synagogues every Sabbath." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations.
Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations.
Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all you lands. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Announce his salvation day after day. Tell his glory among the nations, among all peoples, his wondrous deeds. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Say among the nations, "The Lord is king. He has made the world firm, not to be moved. He governs the peoples with equity." Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them, and they follow me.
Alleluia, alleluia,
alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments, I remain and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you, and your joy might be complete." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As we continue our Easter or Paschal journey towards Pentecost, well, Ascension and then Pentecost, the book of the Acts of the Apostles every year reminds us who we are. And especially when things have to be decided in the early church. Once I was having a conversation with someone in my previous parish. You know, he was asking me regarding, you know, what was, why the church was hierarchical. And as a kind of a joke, I said, well, because the first time they asked the opinion, they crucified the Lord. When they asked the opinion of everybody, they crucified the boss. So, and I say this, it is because we think that because the church is hierarchical, it's a threat to opinion. That my voice is not going to be heard. But we clearly see in the first reading, everybody has his opinion regarding the circumcision. That was going to be a requirement or not to belong to the early church. And see how the Holy Spirit keeps guiding through opinions, but at the same time, they all refer to Peter as someone that has to make a decision at one point. But everybody who raised up their voice, or his voice, or her voice at that point, only the apostles are registered in the account of the gospel, but I'm sure it was not an easy thing. They had the mind of the church. Their opinion was based on what was good for the church, for the community. They didn't start it like, I think, brothers, and they started, we think that this should be better. We think that as we approach, always thinking, having the mind of the church. And many of the inquiries that we receive in our desk are not with the mind of the church. It's about personal preference, tendencies, or choice. It is good when somebody approaches the church having the mind of the church in their opinion, the good of the church in their opinion. And that is when you say, these people has faith. These people has faith. And as a priest, we encounter those people right and left. I think the church should be like this. I think the church should do this. Well, thank God our church is hierarchical. And it is not a fruit of consensus. We don't go our way according to consensus. And it is not democratic. Because then if the church becomes democratic, then it's our church, not the church of Christ. Because the one that keeps guiding the church is the Holy Spirit. But someone has to make the decision after hearing the church. Because the church, it is not about what I think or what the way the church should walk. It's about what the Spirit is inspiring the church to go. And as I always say, the sign of the times are not in the sky, are not in the wind, are not in the storm. The signs of the times are in our circumstances. The church adapts to circumstances, not to the time. And we should keep that in mind. We encounter people where people is. So we adapt to the circumstances. We don't adapt to the times, what people want us to do as a church. And the early church had that very clear. And it's confirmed in the gospel. If you remain in me and I remain in the Father, in this sustained relationship of the Trinity, then your joy may be complete. Because you are not doing your works, but the works of the one who sent me and the works of that I ask you to do by fulfilling my commandments. Therefore, brothers and sisters, when we always think or want to give our opinion about God's holy church, let's have the church as a subject of our opinion. Not, you know, because if it is about what I think the church should do, Well, it's gonna go down the hill very easily. But thank God is the church is God's church. And we can go to bed. And we can sleep well. Because it is not our church. It's his. He keeps guiding it. And everybody hears everybody. But at the same time, God, through prayer of those who lead the church, make the final decision. Not based on what in democracy, but rather in what we celebrate with Pope Francis now, in collegiality and in synodality, by walking together. Synodality, it is not democracy. Synodality is what happened in the first reading. That is synodality. So may the Lord always illuminate our minds and hearts to continue our way to our Father's home.